Greetings, brothers and sisters, saints and friends. Welcome to another episode of Esther 414, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah, coming to the kingdom for such a time as this. The opening song is Jehovah by Elevation Worship, one of my favorites. So at the end, I'll be sure to let this whole song play out because I think it will bless you as it blesses me every day that I listen to it. So I hope the podcast is finding you well. I am traveling with my daughters. It is spring break, so I have a break from school and have more time to upload, which you can see I have been uploading quite a few episodes because I have the time to do so. Took a long road trip, you know, so the road trip was hours and hours and hours. So during that time, I've had an opportunity to listen to various podcasts on the way because I like a little talk radio, and thank God for YouTube, and you can select the different things that you want to talk hear. So excuse me. So as a warrior for Christ, I often, you know we're in warfare, and it's always a war going on a daily battle, on a daily basis rather, we are at war. So one thing that I like to do is to study the opposition. So I'll listen to a podcast just to hear what people are thinking or what they're saying, because it's smart to study your enemy. That's a good tactic. So you'll know what they're doing and then how you ought to move forward against them. So yesterday on my way, as hard as it was, I was listening to a podcaster, and very secular and very anti-Christ, anti-God. But I'm not even going to name who she is because I don't want you running to go listen to it. But anyway, she was listening, had a professed witch as the person that she was talking to. And as I was listening to her talk about how the millions that she's made by putting hexes on people, and how the host was just so fascinated. And what fascinated me is they brought up Christianity. Now here you are, a witch, a professing witch who makes millions off of hexing people, and you want us to believe that you don't believe in Jesus Christ, that you don't believe in God. I'm struck by that. Now, you know that this is the enemy because this woman has a lot of subscribers. She has a lot of listeners. So they make it their business. The enemy makes it his business for her to bring up Christianity so they could place doubt in the minds of people. And the witch, the lady who calls herself a witch, who makes money off of cursing people, said that she thinks it's crazy and finds it hard to believe that Christians would believe in a God that's up in the sky. That's funny, because you believe in a God that lives below. Matter of fact, you serve him. So you out here serving the father of lies, making your fortune in darkness, in the dark arts. You know that the devil is real because that's where you practice. You're practicing in the dark arts. You're practicing in the spiritual realm. You admit that there's a spiritual realm because that's how you make your money. You admit that. But in the same breath, the next breath, you want us to believe that you don't believe in God. Because you can't have evil without having good. You cannot have evil without having good. Because they're relative. How can one be bad if there's no good? So trust and believe that the people that are listening are being duped by these people. Because just like the Bible says in James, that even the devils believe, the demons believe and tremble. They believe in God. So if the very demons that you are using to cast your spells, the very demons, the very spirits that you use to hex people are real, and they believe in God, you absolutely believe in God. You're running a game on these people. You know that there's a God that sits in the heavens because there's a God in the underworld that you are serving. So they know this, and they are playing people. They are playing their listeners, and their listeners are falling for it. And then it is an orchestrated effort to bring doubt to the minds of the listeners concerning God, telling them you are a fool for believing in a God that sits in the heavens, but you're not a fool. I'm telling you that I cast spells using devils. I'm telling you that I do that. But I want you to put your hope and your faith in me, the witch, who can cast a spell, but I don't want you to believe in God. Do you know how crazy that is? I listened in complete disbelief, and I wanted to be able to just call and say, are you out your mind? You know good and doggone well you believe in heaven. And you believe in heaven because you believe in hell. You believe in God because you believe in this darkness that you're walking out every day and that you make a living off of. So you know that there's a God, but you're choosing to serve the God of this world. And then you're going to tell us how we can tap into the spiritual realm? So the only thing that exists in the spiritual realm is the darkness? That's it? Is that what you want me to believe, witch? That you're out here casting spells, and that's a realm, a spiritual realm that you reside in, but I'm not supposed to believe in God in the spirit. No, ma'am. You're a liar. And you are of your father, the devil. Don't let these people place doubt in your mind concerning God. They know, just like in James where he says it, the demons know. They believe and tremble because they know the power of God. And that same God that they're trembling at, believer, this is for the believer, that same God that they tremble at rests inside of you, lives inside of you. The God that's in you, the one that they're claiming doesn't exist. So in you, you have all the fullness of the Godhead residing in you because Christ is in you. And because of that, you have the same power against that demon, those demons, those enemies that this woman uses to cast spells. You have, your power is greater than that power, and she don't want you to believe that. She wants you to believe that they're walking with all the power. Oh my goodness, the devil is a liar. Jesus said, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Not some of it, all of the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. So that stuff that she thinks she can't walk in, that only works on people who don't have the same power that you have on the inside of you. So I don't tremble at what a witch says, because they have no power, because the greater one is living on the inside of me. Greater is in he within me than he that is in the world. Greater. Sitting up there with all that arrogance talking about I don't mess with nobody unless they mess with me. That power don't amount to nothing except for people who don't have Jesus Christ on the inside of them. But you got to know what you're working with as a believer. You got to know what you're working with. All the fullness of the Godhead is inside of you. And if you know that and you're aware of what they're doing, they got no power over you. None. None. Hicka. No power. Because God didn't give them that power. Their power is coming from the demons that tremble at the God that's inside of you. So your power is greater by far. But you've got to know that. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. That best bothered me listening to that, because they know, and they're chuckling under their breath because they know that there's a God. But they want you to believe as a listener, if you listen to it, that there is no God, that you're crazy for believing in a God that sits high and looks low. They know that that God exists, because without that God, that power that they have wouldn't even exist. You're in the spirit realm, dibbling and dabbling in the witchcraft and all this sorcery, but you don't believe in God, the true and living God. You know he exists. You know why you know he exists? Because you know that the God that you're serving exists. You know about the spirit realm because you operate from that realm. So absolutely you know that God exists. They're playing the listeners. They're playing you because they do believe. They do believe. But that power does not match the power of a true and living God. And if you're walking with the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, that power is nothing compared to what you have in you. Nothing. And that's nothing to fear, because when you speak to that spirit, it has to obey, because you're coming in the authority of Jesus Christ. And they'll bow to that spirit every time. So you got to know what you're working with. You got to know what you're operating with. You got to know the power that's on the inside of you. And you got to know the liar when you hear him. All that giggling and laughing under their breath, because every time they said that, I don't know how people believe. They know. They want you to think that you're crazy. Want you to think that you're stupid for believing. While all the time they themselves are living in that spirit realm. They're tapping into it. The lady making millions tapping into it. But want you to be stupid and start to doubt what's real. Don't let nobody fool you with that foolishness. Now you walking in that power now, young lady. And so proud to say, yes, I'm a witch. Was so proud to say that. And doesn't even realize it. Well, she realized, she knows, she just doesn't care. Right now, she has no concern for the afterlife. Her concern right now is fattening up her purse and getting the bag. And that's what she's doing. But after she finishes and closes her eyes on this side, that power not going to amount to nothing. It can't save her life. It can't give her life. Because there's no life in that. And that God that she serves, he can't give a life. He can't give a life. He can bless her with all these things, you know, making it so she can make millions and millions. But what would it profit a man to gain the world and to lose his soul? There's no profit in that. There is no profit in that. So I just came on today because it just bothered me, and I need to get it out. I need to get it out, because the revelation was that these people absolutely know that there's a God. That message they're saying is for the listeners. They want the listeners to feel crazy for believing, for feeling stupid. No, you can laugh and try to shame me for feeling that, but it ain't gonna happen, because God is real. And once you encounter the true and living God, can't nobody convince you otherwise. I don't care how stupid it looked to them. I don't care how it sounds. But once you meet God and you truly meet him, can't nobody make you believe otherwise. Nobody. Once you meet him for yourself, and I've done that, so I don't really care what they say. I don't care. But I will try to counter what they say for those who might be falling into that trap. But trust and believe. If you have a sorcerer, you have a voodoo doctor, any of these people, they know that the true and living God exists, because they operate in the spiritual realm. And in order for that evil to exist, you've got to have a good somewhere. You've got to. So I just came off of that, and I'm not going to stay here long today, but I am going to end it with this song, Jehovah. I don't want you to have no doubt. So come on and praise the Lord with me with the song Jehovah by Elevation Worship. And we're going to start all the way from the top on this song. And I hope you join in at the end with us. At the end with them, rather. So until next time, grace and peace.
None.
Yeah. Woo. Shalom.